If you're gonna get a goiter, you gotta get a Gortner. I wholeheartedly endorse that intro theme music.
Wow. Do you think you're a celebrity enough to do that?
I think I'm man enough to do that.
Well,
but by the end of this episode, I think I'll be celebrity enough
to do that.
Yeah. So I'm jumping the gun a bit. But
because this is what this episode is all about.
Oh, boy. Warm up your credit card.
Because we're going shopping.
Yeah.
Or
in a big way.
Pitching.
Or maybe in a small way.
Yeah, these are celebrity endorsements.
That's right.
These are not your, these are sort of low profile celebrity endorsements.
Well, everyone knows about the high profile ones, right?
Yeah.
Like the Thigh Master.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. And the George Foreman Grill.
George Foreman Grill.
The Jack LaLanne Juicer.
Yeah.
And did you ever remember Mike Connors pitching Certs Breath Mints?
Mike, you mean Mannix?
None other.
I didn't. He did. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You never know when you're going to have to get tough with your
that.
Breath.
Okay. Now I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have challenged him on that, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Because everyone knows that Certs is a candy mint.
Oh, yeah. So you're questioning the authenticity of the...
It's not a breath mint.
Would you be man enough to say that to Mike Connors?
No. This is Joe Mannix we're talking about here.
What was his, Mike Connors' actual birth name?
I think it was Krikor Ohanian or something like that.
What is that, like Serbian Irish or something? What is that? It's an unusual combination.
More Serbian than Irish.
Well, we digress again.
Okay, here we are. And
we are.
By the way, you are?
Leo Antonelli, and you are?
Kevin Machino.
And this is?
Romper Ruminations,
yes.
Back again.
You're back.
Oh. Great to be back in Studio 8 after...
Yes, we've had a bit of a lull.
We sure did.
But in the meantime, we've been amassing these, or you mostly have been amassing these, I guess, endorsements that kind of went under the radar.
Bubbling just below the surface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
it's great. We've actually been waiting for a long time for Consumer Reports to, test some of these products out, and they never have.
They never did.
No, so only the mainstream stuff.
Yeah, we took matters into our own hands.
We sure did.
As we always do here. We got into our rompers.
And said, Which I think you have to put on a romper to, I don't know.
Yeah, to fully get into the spirit of this, I think.
And fully test the products too.
Yes.
So.
But, it's kind of like we're like Batman and Robin. We get the music comes on and we get into the rompers and we... Head down to Studio 8.
Robin was a ward, right?
Yeah, you're not my ward, though. So,
I could be.
You could be. I mean, you're this close to becoming my ward, I think.
Is there an award for that?
You slip up one more time.
Well, so here we go.
Do you
want to jump in?
Let's just dive in.
All right. So product number one, I know, is very near and dear to your heart.
Sure.
So let's talk about product number one.
You're talking about the Vanity.
I am.
Which, we spent a whole episode on Vanity, but we didn't touch on her endorsements.
Her foray into the consumer world.
Yeah.
Right?
This was a vanity for a bathroom that had a beautiful picture of Vanity on the front of it.
Yeah.
And what better way to, get ready for the day?
Well, it's encouragement.
It's encouragement because...
For the beauty impaired.
That's right. And if anyone knew about Vanity, it was Vanity.
Yeah.
So that was, what happened with that? Did she, did she die before it really?
I think so.
Went into full production?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, that's too bad.
It never really went anywhere because I don't think that she could completely focus on it,
No, she had a lot going on.
I don't know if her heart was in it completely.
No.
This was just sort of a side, hustle.
That's right.
If you will.
And I think maybe she became religious in the meantime and kind of lost interest in it.
That's too bad. Because yeah. all the vanity stuff goes right out the window when you become religious, I think. You know,
I like think so. That's one of the first things that goes, I yeah. think. You know, you can't be strutting around and...
So,
you gotta be humble.
Instead of coming out with the vanity humility, I guess the project was shelved altogether, right?
It doesn't have quite the same ring as the vanity.
It's
right?
too bad. It's too bad. But, you know, once again, we sigh and say, what could have been?
What could have It's always what the case with vanity, isn't it?
Yeah.
What could have been?
She could have come out here to the suburbs and pitched her products, and it would have been great.
Oh, I would love to have my toiletries stored in my vanity. It'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
So it's too bad, but...
it's a dream now.
There you go. There was another vanity product, even lesser known than the vanity.
Oh, do tell.
Well, it's the vanity license plate.
Oh, she invented that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she did. That was all hers.
Wow, I didn't realize she came up with a license plate.
Well, yeah.
Now, this wasn't just, this didn't have like, you know, goofy sayings on it.
Oh, no. It was all about the visuals.
Oh, it was all just her.
Yeah, well, it was the entire background of the license plate was a real sexy picture of vanity.
Well, that sounds to me that could be a little bit dangerous.
Well, it was. And this is when the problems all started.
A lot of rear-ending, I imagine, occurred. That's
plenty of accidents. plus, the Department of Transport really started complaining because it was hard to differentiate the letters on the license plate, you know.
Oh, they blended in.
They blended in with the vanity backdrop.
Okay.
So that I think, helped to speed up the mothballing of this project. This product.
Again, too bad.
It is
another,
too bad.
What could have been.
What could have been. Collective sigh.
But the next one on your list is something that I think actually happened and got off the ground.
Oh.
You want to talk about that?
You mean the Chardet Chardonnay?
That's right. Which is, of course, Chardet, smooth operator.
And the Chardonnay was a smooth as well, operator as well. Yeah.
Now, the question, did she spell Chardonnay like the way she spelled her name? Like S-A-D-E?
Well,
I
think this is where the problems begin.
Okay. That would be kind of confusing.
Yeah. She and her legal people insisted that Chardonnay be spelled with S-A-D-E.
So you would go into looking for a nice Chardonnay, and they would present this thing, and you say, that's a Sadinay.
No,
you're pronouncing
it incorrectly. Mon Dieu.
No, you're pronouncing it incorrectly. It's a Chardonnay.
It's a Chardonnay.
Just as, like, Chardonnay.
Yeah. You know?
Come on.
Yeah. It's like, it's not sadness, it's Chardonnay-ness.
That's right. It's the Marquis de...
De Chardet.
De Chardet.
So, it's too bad.
Ah.
I don't know if that one did great things, but if you've got a bottle of it, I think you got a collector's item on your hands. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've got one in my wine cellar.
Well,
if I had a wine cellar, it would be there.
Hold on to it. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, I will. Like Chardet herself, it will age
beautifully,
I think.
Gracefully.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And smoothly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, smoothly. What about item number three, Leo?
Oh, this is a bit of a... Well, it's controversial in some places.
Well, we don't shy away from controversy.
No, we welcome it. We bring it on. We're talking about the Sirhan wrap.
Oh, yes.
So this was, I guess, sort of a play on Saran wrap.
Right.
But
double thickness.
Double protection, yeah, for your food items. Which, this was a big, big hit in the Arab world, I think. Not so much in Israel.
Well, look,
And they stood by their product, too. Didn't they have some kind of, like, crazy...
Well, they had a really interesting warranty.
Right.
I think it was 20 years to life.
Right.
Which has never been done before, I don't know.
No.
But
which is...
not in the warranty business, anyway.
Yeah, hard to get here, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you didn't want to be pulling out the... You had to be careful when you pulled out the Saran wrap. But about who you were, you know,
but if you had it, why was your food ever protected,
Why was it ever? Yeah. Double protection.
Yeah, fantastic. fantastic.
It was like, it's like having double glazed windows.
You know, never
like double pane windows, I should
that's
say.
That's right.
You know?
Never double glazed saran wrap. And zero freezer burn, right?
Oh, beautiful.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And
so, you know, too bad. Too bad for that.
But, you know, again, these are things, endorsements that flew under the radar a little bit.
Yeah. All the things that might have been.
That's what we're here for, though, to dig these up. And again, if you don't know who Saran Saran is, then look it up.
Look it up?
That's all I'm going to say. Look it up.
Up next is the Freddie Mercury thermometer.
Oh, that. The sales of that were sort of up and down, I think.
it's a bit of a dangerous product. And I think it's been since outlawed, right?
Because of the mercury.
Yeah.
Which now, is was that bad. A rectal thermometer or was that a regular thermometer?
Well, it could be a rectal thermometer, but really risky if you used it as a rectal thermometer.
Yeah, I guess this would just be for the telling the temperature in your home.
But I think... I think in the old days, you know, people would use it without even thinking twice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? But again, I mean...
It's too bad.
An age gone by, you know.
Yeah. So
can you even get a mercury thermometer these days?
No, I don't think so. I think the government really kiboshed that. It's too bad because mercury works well.
Yeah, it does.
And Freddie Mercury worked well.
I wonder if I had little pictures of his sort of his ups and downs in life.
Oh, depending on the temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
I don't know.
I think you had to have pretty good eyesight
to discern
to pick up the images on the thermometer because,
yeah,
especially if it's in your rectum.
Yes. You'd have to have some hell of an eyesight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't, but.
This next one.
Oh.
Oh, you want to talk about the next one? It's a.
You mean the Scott Bakula spatula?
No. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. I think we skipped one, but that's okay. We'll come back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We'll come back to it.
Let's go. We'll talk about the Scott Bakula spatula.
Mm-hmm. Now, Scott Bakula.
I keep getting that mixed up with the Scott Bakula scapula.
No,
but,
it's not.
But I think we should talk about the spatula because it's more of a household item, right?
Yeah. This is Scott Bakula of Quantum Leap fame.
It's not a bone embedded in your body.
No, not the baculum.
That's
Scott
another,
Bakula.
That's another bone.
That's another. I got a bone to pick with you, Scott Bakula. If you don't know what a baculum is, look that up for sure.
Look it up.
Do yourself a favor. I guess he's best known for Quantum Leap, which was all about time travel. So I think people were buying this thinking that they could go back and forth in time when really all it could do was flip eggs and such. So it was a bit, they got a lot of returns on that, I think.
That'll kill any company.
Oh.
That'll kill any, you know, corporate venture.
Yeah. I mean, he never made these claims. People were just... Making the leap, right? So to speak.
So maybe they probably had to issue a disclaimer on the packaging, but by then it was too late.
Cannot be used for time travel.
Yeah. <It's> only kitchen use.
Yes. But we have a picture of it on the website, I think.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking spatula.
It's fantastic. And I'm sure the scapula would be beautiful looking too.
I think he's got a beautiful scapula.
Well formed. I'm sorry. Back up to...
Bakula up.
Let's back it up a bit.
Yes, we skipped one, but that's okay.
Oh.
We skipped an important one. The Juice Newton juicer.
Oh, wow.
Which is... That is like just such a natural fit, I think.
It is. It's perfect.
Because her name was Juice. Makes sense, doesn't it?
And we all know what a juicer can do.
Oh, but this was a special juicer, I think. It would...
I think if you juiced something successfully, it would play Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It had a sensor inside.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it must be kind of a quiet...
the motor was ultra quiet.
So that you could hear the song.
Insulated. Yeah. Yeah. All the nuances of Juice Newton.
Whoa. Because there are a lot of levels.
Now, what if you juiced something incorrectly?
Well, I think if you got like something stuck in there or it wasn't operating, I think, is it Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me?
It would just, okay.
It would
play.
Yeah.
But you'd always be guaranteed of a tune.
Yes. Which is great. Yeah.
No matter what the outcome was of your juicing excursion.
That's right. I think it would play Angel in the Morning, like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, because it had a built-in clock.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. That's intelligence. That's almost AI.
Yeah, it's almost like a smart appliance.
It's a smart appliance. And Juice Newton was pretty smart.
Yeah.
She was a smart businesswoman, too.
What's next on the list?
Oh, item 7.
Yeah, this one I hadn't really heard of.
Well.
I mean, I've heard of, kind of, I've heard of the celebrity, I've heard of the product, but the two together.
I think you have to spend more time in the church.
We're talking about the Steve Gutenberg Bible.
Yeah.
Did it have, like, was it made the old-fashioned movable type way, or
sure.
It could be.
Probably. It's
Or did Steve, like, did he highlight his favorite parts?
More likely.
Right.
Well, it might have highlighted his favorite parts in the Bible.
Or maybe it highlighted his favorite movie parts. Oh, the next one was kind of short-lived, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Lots of financial turmoil there. Mm-hmm. You know, too bad.
It's Bed Bath and Beyonce. Sort of, I guess they're playing on the Bed Bath and Beyond
title. But going one better.
One better.
Maybe more than one better.
That's the problem. I think that's what happened. I think everything in there was branded with some kind of image of Beyonce.
Can you imagine the royalties? Oh.
It killed them.
And by the way,
the licensing fees.
Just to use her name in that would be incredibly stiff.
I think, like, if you had a franchise, it would, I think, take you 6 months just to pay off the use of the name in the title, in the building name.
Yeah.
In the business name.
Why didn't they call it Bed Bath and Kevin?
I just don't think, you're not going to, no offense to you, but you're not going to get the crowds.
Not the same star power?
No. But you pay for that, right? That's the problem. It's a fine balance.
Yeah, I know. So this explains why they went out of business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the licensing fees killed them.
Even when they were in business, they were just floundering the whole time. Whole time.
Yeah.
And it's no skin off Beyonce's nose.
No, but as a consumer, it was like you go in there and you pay like $240 for a towel, right? And you're like, what is this? I mean, come on. And I think about 90% of that was the licensing fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so that's rough.
But, you know, if you got one of those towels now, they're probably worth something.
Say $240.
Yeah. And that's the saga of Bed Bath and Beyonce. But the next one.
Oh, I like now, this one. It's another therapeutic.
Tell me about the next, because I don't really understand this.
Well, it's the Robert Urich uric acid test.
Okay. Now, this is a test that would test what?
Well, I think it would test for uric acid.
Okay.
But it's a different kind of uric acid.
Oh, okay. Not the one that would lead to problems.
Like gout and stuff?
Yeah.
No. I think it's testing for the acid of Robert Urich.
Oh, I see. Because he was like, he got around in his day. Okay,
indeed,
I get it now.
Indeed, yeah.
So if you're like of a certain age, if you want to test, hey, you're not sure about the paternity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your mom's told you some stories that didn't quite add up.
Yeah. Or just this nasty acid inside your body.
Yeah.
In general.
That's right. Or if she was like a production assistant on Ice Pirates.
Oh.
And then you were born around the same time.
Yeah. Like maybe if your limbs are always really cold and that sort of thing, right. You've got the presence of Robert Urich acid.
Right. And you want to confirm that.
Yeah.
With this test.
Yeah. And it's interesting because my hands are cold all the time.
Yeah.
I've never taken this test.
Well, you should, I think.
I guess I should.
You should. I'm not sure why he would endorse such a test, though. You think he would probably try to distance himself, but I think he was a stand-up guy, you know, he wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. This might have been some sort of repentance.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. For Ice Pirates, you mean?
No doubt.
Okay.
Next up.
Now, we've mentioned this one before. Needs no introduction.
Go wild.
The Burt Bacharach table.
Wow.
See, that's a hard thing to say.
It is. The Burt Bacharach Bacharach table.
Yeah,
that's a tongue twister, but it's a fine product.
Oh, it is.
And it was featured at the Lodge.
That's right.
And also featured in our previous podcast.
That's right. It was at the very back of the
casino. Well, it was towards the back.
Right, not the very back.
Not the very back. Because as you recall, the very back was reserved.
For the Scott Bakula backgammon games. The high stakes.
High stakes.
Games. They used
high stakes.
But the Burt Bacharach Now, what did it play music or?
I think there were some rules co-written by Hal David.
Right, that's right. He wrote the rules. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And Bert may have just put song to those rules.
Right.
So I think maybe what happened was when you approached the table, the table would launch into the musical version of the rules.
Isn't that amazing?
Of the table.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be easy to remember, easy to follow.
Fantastic.
And entertaining at the
and
same time.
And entertaining. You know, wow. Come on.
What more can you ask?
I think that's a great product.
I think so, too.
I'm going to have to endorse that.
Wow. Again, I think, I don't know if you're quite there yet.
Well, how far are we into this podcast?
Well, I think we're...
Don't you think I'm famous
yet? We're about two-thirds of the way in.
Okay. So all right.
You're almost there.
Okay.
Oh, the next one.
Oh, please.
A big one.
Be my guest.
The Jed Clampett system.
Right.
Now, this was a...
For all you woodworkers out there.
For your do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, DIYers.
I think I remember they had a commercial.
Some guy's just broken his coffee table, and he says, how am I going to fix this? Just Clampett?
No, Jed Clampett. Of course, Jed Clampett was a character on a show called The Beverly Hillbillies.
The patriarch.
The patriarch. Yeah. And I think he discovered this clamping system when he was out shooting at some food. Then he got rich through it, but then lived exactly the same way as he did before he got rich, which is...
Lord knows, Jed was a simple man.
Yeah, he was. Don't know what he did with all his money, though. Certainly didn't put it into the product because I don't think it lasted very long.
Well, he appreciated a good clamping system.
Who doesn't?
That's all we know. Yeah. And I would buy one.
Why just clamp it when you could Jed clamp it?
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's like self-explanatory. Yeah. I don't think we need to say any more about that.
Yeah. So you're down with the Jed Clampett.
I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But the next one,
too.
I'm a little bit confused. You want to talk about the next one?
Oh.
I'm not sure how this one worked.
It's the Tuesday Weld oxyacetylene welding kit.
Okay. Endorsed by Tuesday Weld.
By Tuesday Weld.
And if you don't know who that is, again, look it up.
Look it up. You got to look it up. So this is a very fine welding kit, you know, for plumbers and metallurgists and that sort of thing. And it works best on Tuesday.
Really? Okay. So if you've got a really tough plumbing job or welding job.
Or some really special customers or something like that.
Wait till Tuesday?
Wait till Tuesday.
Now, was Amy Mann involved in this somehow?
Well, I think she was one of the special customers.
Maybe that's how she got the name for the group.
It could be.
I think she called one day and I need something and can you wait till Tuesday?
Till Tuesday. And she said, hey. And then something went off inside her head.
Okay.
So this welding kit would work every other day of the week, of course.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, but of course, Tuesday would yield always the best results.
Right. Now, did you need like a lot of this stuff or?
No, just a touch of Tuesday Weld was usually sufficient.
That sounds like a Donald Fagen song.
That's interesting. Maybe that's where Donald Fagen.
It's all connected. We talk about this a lot.
And you know, there was another song. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Tuesday songs. There was a song by a chairman of the board called Everything's Tuesday.
Oh.
I think.
Probably.
And.
Goes back to that. The fact that this product works better on a Tuesday.
Yeah. It all happens on Tuesday.
Okay. Interesting.
So.
Very good.
You know what? I'm gonna give this product a thumbs up just on account of its novelty.
Yeah. It is novel. Not sure, though. I would like to test that. The hypothesis that this thing works better on a Tuesday, though. I would like to. Because it seems to me a bit of a stretch.
Wow.
But hey, I got to have more faith, I think.
Who are we?
Who are we to talk?
Now, moving along. Leo, say hello to item number 13.
Now, this one completely puzzled me. So can you even talk about this and make any sense of this for me?
It's the Tony Orlando and Don Candida test kit.
Okay.
Okay. So Candida is kind of an unpleasant internal condition, I guess.
Yeah.
I did a little bit
of research on this because when you first brought this up, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I read that 85% of Americans have or have had a Candida yeast infection. So that's a big market to tap into.
Oh, does this have anything to do with Tony Orlando?
Or Robert Urich.
Maybe they were a team.
I think so. But what was special about this test, though? I mean...
So when you would use this test kit and and you got a positive reading, you know, like when you actually had Candida, it would launch into the Tony Orlando and Dawn song Candida.
Okay. And again, if you don't know what that is, look it up.
Oh, you'll have to look it up because I would love to sing it for you right now, but I don't think I could.
I don't think you'd do it justice.
No. But it's a great song.
Yeah, and it's a great way to find out you have Candida.
It's a fun way to find out you've got Candida.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Why not? And if you didn't have it?
It might play one of the lesser known songs or maybe even another hit.
Knock Three Times?
Oh, Knock Three Times. That's
or great. Maybe if you had to retake the test a third time, they would play that.
Knock Three Times. So it's like stepping you through. The instructions are like musical.
Right.
Once again, Tony Orlando. But I think it's a great product because it's detecting, a terrible condition that you might have. And it's entertaining you. I mean, it's easing the blow.
That's right. It puts the fun back into what may be a kind of a uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
Which is always important.
I think I'd want to have Candida just to hear the... to hear the tune.
That's the beauty of the test.
Yeah.
This particular test.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are out there looking for Robert Urich or Tony Orlando so they can test positive.
Right.
Nice product. Okay. Nice product. I'm glad we're on board with that. Oh, number 14.
Wow.
This one, I think we need a bit of a preface. You know, we need some context here.
Yeah.
Marjo Gortner?
Of who that is.
Yeah.
I think he came to fame as a child preacher, like evangelist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day, he was just a little kid. And he was sort of like a bit of a novelty.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like renounced that whole life. And I think he appeared in a documentary showing the kind of tricks he would use. It was an Oscar-winning documentary, I think, in the early 70s.
Wow.
About the kind of tricks they would use to fleece people their money. And then he thought...
And then later he used the same techniques in his movies.
You go in thinking he's an actor, and you watch the movie, wait a second, he's not an actor. I feel like cheated. But he was in some great films.
No, he was,
Earthquake?
Yeah. Jungle Warriors?
Yeah.
Viva Knievel.
Viva Knievel, motorcycle movie?
Yeah. There was a number of motorcycle ones. Pray for the Wildcats, right?
Oh, that's right. If you ever want to see Andy Griffith play against type, like playing a mean bad guy, which I think is... Yeah. About the only time he really ever did that.
Yeah.
You got to watch Pray for the Wild.
Yeah.
Talk about an all-star cast. William Shatner is in it, I think. Robert Reed.
Angie Dickinson. Oh, Mike Brady.
Yeah.
Wow.
Robert Reed.
Did he have a perm?
I think he did, the makings of the start of a perm anyway.
Oh, good. Good. So he's in character.
It wasn't permanent at that point.
I'm glad some people are in character.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Of course, Marjo Gortner.
Yeah, and Marjo Gortner. So,
I mean, you reckon he's the kind of guy that if you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, I've seen him in stuff.
I've seen him. And he had a very distinctive voice, too.
And so, what was he endorsing?
Like mine. Marjo Gortner, evangelist, renowned actor, entrepreneur.
As it turns out.
As it turns out, avid motorcyclist. Mm-hmm. So, it's the. Oh, boy. I got to take a breath for this.
Okay. It's a mouthful.
It's the Marjo Gortner Goiter Be Gone Goiter Removal Kit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a long name.
It is
for
a long
product.
Name. Yeah.
And does it just do what it says, basically?
Well, so you know what a goiter is, right?
Some kind of growth.
It's an unsightly thing on your neck. Maybe older people get them and that sort of thing. So, he comes to market with this therapeutic.
Yeah, but did it work?
Look, have you ever seen Marjo Gortner with a goiter?
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
Okay, you're right.
Either he's using this product or he's taking a lot of iodine.
Well, that would be a big scandal if they found out it was the latter.
Yeah, yeah. But he's no stranger to scandals, right?
No, that's right. He'd be used to it. So.
Or he's no stranger to expose.
Another day in the office for Marjo Gortner.
Yeah.
And so this thing... All it did was just remove your goiter for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You could use it as a preventative measure, too, to make sure that you never got a goiter in the first place.
Okay.
You
know? That sounds a little sketchier to me.
You want sketchy?
How do you know that this was working, though? That it was going to work?
Well, their product slogan was pretty convincing.
Oh, what was that?
If you're going to get a goiter, you got to get a Gortner.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
The alliteration.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I found that fairly convincing. They had other descriptions on their packaging, mm-hmm. on the product packaging.
Right.
Do you recall a guarantee?
No.
The guarantee slogan?
I don't recall it. Is this something like when the tough get a goiter?
Those goiters get going elsewhere?
Get cornering. No, I don't think that was it.
No, I think it was get goiter free with the Gortner guarantee.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but how can you argue with that?
You can't argue with
that. That gives you peace of mind, I think.
Yeah.
Which is what you want when you've got a goiter.
Oh, and by the way, no Gortners were harmed in the making of this product.
Well, that's a relief.
But I feel sorry for those goiters when they meet up with Gortner.
Yeah, they didn't stand a chance.
Oh, no way.
So, I
guess, did you want to move on? Wait. There's more.
Oh, good.
There's more Gortner. I'm not done with Gortner yet.
We had exhausted the Marjo Gortner.
I'm never done with Gortner.
There's more?
There's the Marjo Gortner Gore-Tex rain jacket.
Whoa, he was involved with that too.
Yeah. Now, this was a joint venture with Gore Vidal.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, after his untimely death.
Yeah.
I think he enlisted Martin Gore.
Of Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. I guess you could do both at the same time. You could wear the jacket while you're getting rid of the goiter in case there's any, you know, splashing or anything.
Yeah. It's totally rainproof.
Get out of control.
Waterproof.
Yeah, that's a good tie-in.
And I think they wanted Al Gore as well.
Oh, why they couldn't get him?
No, he was too busy saving the planet and inventing the internet.
So. He had a lot on his plate.
Yeah. It's too bad. It's too bad. And no word yet on Frank Gorshin. Or
whether he got involved in that.
Goran Ivanisevic.
The tennis player.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But also a great entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when it comes to Gore-Tex.
Yeah.
And
I think you just love saying Gore-Tex, don't you?
I do.
And Marjo Gortner.
I like gore anything. But just to finish that... I think their store is opening soon on Goreway Drive.
Okay.
So
now I think we're done.
I think it's good. All right.
Because the next one.
The
last
final.
But not least. is, now this one I have a little bit of trouble believing, frankly.
I don't see what the problem is
well,
here.
Well, okay, you take us away.
Then. No, you.
No, I mean, this is the Catherine of Tarragon Spice Company.
Yeah. I didn't realize that she was still alive, but...
Wasn't she one of Henry VIII's wives?
Yeah, I think so.
Who died like 500 years ago?
Well, I don't know. None of that is documented.
So this is... and first of all, wasn't it Catherine of Aragon?
No, I think you're wrong. It's Catherine of Tarragon.
Tarragon, okay.
And that would make her the perfect, you know, spokesperson for this product.
That could have been the very first celebrity endorsement.
But she was certainly the world's first Spice Girl.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
But there may have been someone even before her.
Oh. Okay. Another celebrity endorsement.
An earlier celebrity endorsement. The Eleanor of Aqualung company.
Wasn't that Eleanor of Aquitaine?
No. Eleanor of Aqualung.
Okay.
Just to be clear here, they specialized in old Jethro Tull albums.
Okay, so it wasn't like scuba equipment, because I guess that wouldn't have been invented by at that point.
No, that was Eleanor of Iron Lung.
Okay. But is that all they sold, or?
Well, I think later on they retooled and they became Eleanor of Aquafina.
Oh, the water.
Yeah, water they specialized company. In okay. bottled water.
That so. Wasn't Aquafina, though, the comic. No.
I don't know. That's a good question.
See, I'm hip with the comics.
You always...
You don't know who Aquafina is, I bet.
Also, the Tarragon Spice Company, mm-hmm. Catherine of Tarragon.
Yeah.
Based in Oregon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was there even such a thing as Oregon back?
There probably was.
Yeah, with Catherine of Tarragon, though, I mean, with all that, the thriving business, right? Do you think he got jealous? You think that was the reason he ended the marriage, Henry VIII?
Oh, he was always crabby.
Yeah, he was. Cranky guy.
And maybe that's why.
He couldn't handle her success.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She one-upped him.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we're here to rewrite history.
I didn't realize that these things went back so far in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got to dig.
You've got to dig.
But we do.
And we're digging these celebrity endorsements. I've been digging them.
I dig it too.
Wait, I think
I can dig it.
We're running out of time, but we may have to come back and revisit this, like some more of these in the future.
Absolutely. I think we're just scratching the surface here.
We are.
There's a lot of stuff that you unearth.
You know? We're scratching the surface and I think coming up with a goiter.
Well,
but it's okay.
I've got just the product for you.
That's right. No problem.
So does this make us spirits in the material world now?
We are spirits in the material
world. I think we need some spirits after this.
I think this is going to... Are we going to be bona fide celebrities after this and endorse our own products?
Oh, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know what we would endorse, though.
Well, I'll endorse anything.
I think you're a whore compared to these guys. At least they had some standards.
Well, you know.
Oh, well, I think we just about covered what we wanted to cover today.
That's it. That's it.
So.
And fantastic.
And I think we hear the strains of the outro music by Sean Bodenham.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Yeah, on Romper Ruminations today, and we'll see you next time.
More to come.
Bye-bye.